Hi, this is Lawrence, a licensed agent of MegaCare on a recorded line. Did you want to go over your 2026 Medicare plans to see what's new for you this year?
Yes.
Okay, great. Can I just start with your zip code, please?
33054.
Thank you so much. That looks like we are in the city of Opa-locka? Opa-locka?
Yes.
All right. Okay, one second there.
I'm going to get it.
Okay, let's see here. Let me just read this disclaimer really quick, and then we're going to jump right into it here. Come on, load up for me. There you go. Okay. Before we begin, Medicare requires to let you know that we do not offer every plan in your area. We currently represent 4 organizations which offer 56 products in your area. You can always contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE for all available options. And just for compliance purposes, ma'am, if we get disconnected from this phone call, do you give us permission to call you back?
Yes.
Okay, it looks like the last 4 digits of your phone number is 4172.
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, so let's get right into it here. Again, my name is Lawrence there, so if you have any questions, you know, you let me know. I'll be out there, but I do got a few to get us started here. My first question is, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or social worker help you with that?
I do it.
Okay, good, good, good. And are you currently living in a nursing home or a long-term care facility?
No. No, I stay with my aunt, my niece, my daughter.
You don't, okay, family. You stay with family. That's good. I'm glad you have family to take care of you there. And also, we're going to be reviewing some of your medications. I don't need them at the moment, but do you have your medication bottles handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. And then my last question I have for you is, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you? It'll say your Medicare.
No. No.
Okay, that's not a problem. We can still find you here. Let me see if I can pull you up manually. One second here. All right. Can I just start with your first name, please?
Faye, F-A-Y, Bill, B-E-A-L.
First name Faye, last name Bell?
Yeah, Bill, B-E-A-L.
Oh, B-E-A-L, I'm sorry. F-A-Y-B-E-A-L. Okay, thank you, Ms. Bill. Now, before I look up information in our system to determine your eligibility, do I have your permission to proceed?
Yes, you could.
All right, okay. Thank you for that, Ms. Beal. And Ms. Beal, can I get your date of birth, please?
March 19, 1953.
Okay. Okay, and then lastly, March 19, 1953. What's your social?
My last is, wait a minute, it's 265-1740. It's 437.
437 is the last 4?
Yeah, 437.
Okay, hold on. I got 265, 17.
40. It's 265, 17, 40. Where is my social security number? God, don't. Wait a minute. 265, 17, 40, 42.
4042. Okay, let me see if I can find it here. Okay.
265-17-4042.
Let me see. And I want to make sure I got your first name spelled correctly. F as in Frank, A-Y, Faye.
Yeah.
And Beal, B-E-A-L.
Yes.
And then March.
Wait a minute. 265-17-40-37. I mean, 37.
37. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, 37.
37. Okay, let's see if we can find you here. Oh, okay, I found it. Found you here. Okay, and, yep, I got Ms. Faye Beal, date of birth 3/19/1953. And then you're in, are you still at this address, 16115 Northwest
28th? Sure is.
All right, okay. Okay, so give me one second here. And are you on any kind of state assistance like Medicaid?
Yeah, I got Medicaid and Medicare.
Medicare and Medicaid, okay. All right, great. And like I said, we're going to see if we can find some extra benefits for you. Do you want – I can give you your Medicare number if you want it. You don't have to have it. I know it's not something, a number you use very often, but I can give it to you because I do have it here.
I'll call you and let you know. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay. It's the number 2.
Wait a minute. Hold on, hold on. Yes, it is. What it is?
Okay, it's the number 2.
2.
G as in Gary.
G, right.
All right. X as in X-ray.
S.
No, X. X like X-ray.
X. Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
5.
5.
N as in Nancy.
N.
Uh-huh. 6.
6.
R as in Robert.
R, okay.
W.
W.
83.
E. 83. 83. Okay. 83.
Mhm.
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
All right. So yeah, if someone goes, hey, what's that number? There you go. You got it for you.
Okay.
And if you ever, you can always get another card if you want to. You can just go to the Medicare website. They'll send you another card.
Right.
So let's get into it here. Let's see what we can put some extra money in your pocket. Of course, we want to do that. We want to see if we can make that happen for you. We also want to make sure all your health care needs are met as well. So we're going to ask you a few questions on that. But the reason why you called today was to see if we can put some extra money in your pocket, correct?
Yes, for groceries.
Okay. Let me see what we have here. And if we can find something for you, yeah, we're gonna try to do that for you.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see here. I'm gonna try to put the most we can in here. So, okay. All right. While I'm kind of pulling that information up here, let me just kind of check in on some of your health situation here. As far as doctor's office visits, how often are you going to the doctors?
Yeah.
Do you go quite often to the doctors or, you know, just maybe once every couple times a year?
No. Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Do you have any upcoming procedures or surgeries scheduled?
No.
Like that?
No.
Okay. I like to hear that. I'm glad. So you're pretty healthy, sounds like. How about in the last year, have you been hospitalized or taken to the ER?
No.
Okay. And how about our dental? Have you been taking care of our teeth? Do we need dental work done?
Yes.
You do need dental work done, or yes, you've been taking care of it?
Yes, it took care.
Good job. Good for you. I'm glad you're doing all those things. That's awesome to hear. How about our vision? Do we wear prescription glasses? Do we need prescription glasses? Upgrade?
Yes, I do. I do need. Yeah, I need that.
Okay. How about our hearing? Sounds like you can hear me okay, but do we wear hearing aids?
Yeah, I can hear you real good.
Okay, good. And I know you're staying with your family. Are you able to drive yourself around, or do they help you get around town?
I catch Uber.
You take Uber? Okay.
Yeah.
And now let's kind of talk about what we really want to talk about. Let's talk about some grocery money. Are you currently receiving anything like that you're aware of?
No.
Okay. And looks like right now you're on an Aetna, or you're going to be on a – hold on, let me see what you have here.
Oh, you so funny.
I'm going to pull up that information for you here. Let's see here. Okay, so right now you're going to be on a Health Sun plan. Let me just look into that really quick here. Okay, because we want to see if we can get some extra money back in your pocket. I don't see what we got here. All right. And, you know, like I said, you said at the moment you're not receiving any kind of grocery cards or give back money.
Okay. No.
Let's change that today. Let's get some money back in our pockets. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay, so give me a second here. I'm pulling up on my side here. So So if you kind of hear me going silent a little bit, that's just me kind of filtering all these out for you. All right, so let me see what we got here. Okay, and are you on any Medicaid as well?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let me see what I can find here for you. And do you have any kind of chronic illnesses like diabetes?
Yeah, and sugar, yeah, and high blood pressure.
And high blood pressure. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so one second here. Let me see, because that's going to give me more options to work with here. Let me see what you're eligible for. Because right now, yeah, you're on a... Yeah, because they're moving you to a Aetna plan, but I don't know if that's the best thing that you got going right now.
See, I ain't.
No, no. I don't like this one for you at all, because you only get a $30 quarterly allowance.
Yes.
That's not enough. Let's figure something out here, okay? I'm gonna kind of work some magic here for you so we can get some more money, because you said you are on Medicaid, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me see what we can do for you. All right, so eligible for this, so I'm gonna click on this guy. All right, let's see here. So, Ms. Beal, like I said, obviously, you know, you never know what's going to happen with our health. I mean, you know, but for the most part, you stay pretty healthy, it sounds like.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so not too many doctor's office visits throughout the year. All right, so let me see what we can kind of lock up, open up some more money situation here for you. So this is... healthy food, utilities, rent, groceries. Let me go out loud, 125. Okay. Because I do see. I'm sorry. Let me read this part here. I got to read this just for compliance here. Before I can discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You do not need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation will not affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll into a new plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in a plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Beal?
Yes.
Thank you for that. And Ms. Beal, while I'm looking that up here, can I just get the name of your primary care doctor?
I don't know her name.
You don't know her name? What
no.
Hospital are you at? What doctor's office or what medical?
Oh, it was wait a minute. Let's show, oh God, wait a minute. Because I changed to a health plan because they were not doing good, so I rolled with them, and they told me on the first, see the doctor. Oh, Lord, is that people? I don't know why I did it.
It's okay. We'll go over that in a second. I'm just pulling up some stuff here for you. One second. Some information on my end here.
Wait, I got it. The plant is Aetna. I don't know her name. Hello?
I'm still here. It's okay. Let's go over what we could do, okay? That way we can at least, you know, see if we can put some money in your pocket, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm pulling some stuff up here. I just want to make sure this is – we're covering all of it here. All right, so that one gives you 125. Okay, so let me walk you through what we have here for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
So this is gonna give you some money back in your pocket, just to jump right into it here. This is a Humana plan, and it's going to give you $125 monthly allowance on a prepaid spending card. All members receive this amount to buy approved over-the-counter health and wellness products at participating retailers or through the plan's approved OTC mail order vendor. Plus, members may also use this money for eligible groceries, utilities, rent, and more if they have certain qualifying chronic conditions and meet other program criteria. So, yeah, you'll get $125 a month to spend on groceries, utilities, rent, whatever you want. And that comes over every month, and you, I think it's the – and unused amounts rolls over each month. So whatever you don't spend one month, it'll roll over to the next month. So that's $125 grocery card for you, okay?
Okay.
And that plan is with Humana Gold, and you're still going to be able to see, and you're still going to have doctor's office visits at $0, specialists at $0, your preventative care is $0. You have some dental as well. Well, you have $6,000 allowance on dental. That's really good. So that's really good. You have, I know you talked about glasses, I believe.
Yeah, yes, I need my glasses.
Yeah, and you have a $0 for eye exams and checkups.
Right.
And then you also get a $400 allowance to buy eyewear. So, you know, glasses.
Yeah.
Or, okay. So, yeah, this is a good one. This is actually a really good one. And you get to use that card for groceries, rent, utilities, however you see fit, okay?
Okay, so how much I get?
You get $125 a month grocery card.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's kind of go back here. I know you were having trouble finding your doctors. Do you have your prescriptions?
Yeah.
Let's go over your prescriptions, because I want to enter them in. That way we can put them in the system for you as well. How many prescriptions you got?
About five.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. Yeah, if you can grab those prescriptions, that way I can enter them in the system, so that way
okay. We
can make sure
those
are covered. No problem. Take your time. Take your time, Ms. Beal. No rush.
Okay, for my sugar, hello?
Mm-hmm, I'm here.
Oh. My sugar is, let me tell
you. You can just spell it out. That's usually the easiest way for me to find it. Just spell out the name.
It's GLIPIZDE, 10 milligrams.
10 milligrams. Okay. Next one.
Okay. Oh, let me get it. My high blood pressure is LOSARTANPOTASSIUL, 10 milligrams.
10 milligrams. Okay, 1 second there. Hold on 1 second. You said 10 milligrams?
Yes. No, it's 100 gram, I mean.
Okay, yeah, that was like, it's got to be 100. Okay, I found it. You're good. Next one.
Okay. The next one is GABAPENTIN, 300 milligrams.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is ROSUVASTATIN.
Got it. How many milligrams?
20 milligrams.
Okay.
Wait a minute, I got another one. Okay, this is the same one. Okay, you got that. One more way I feel it. I got that. Oh, here you go. It's OMEPRAZOLE, 40 milligrams.
40 milligrams, okay. And if you look on there, does it say the name of the doctor that prescribed you those meds? Because that way you can find a doctor.
Oh, wait. No, they ain't got a name on here. Dude, wait a minute. It's G A L D O N A. GORASSIN.
Okay. All right, let me see. That's the name of the doctor, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And you're in, and that's in Florida. You're in Florida. Okay. Is Dr. Zaldana Dorasin?
Yes.
Is D-O-R-A-S-S-I-N?
Yes.
Okay.
It's G-A-L-D-O-N-A. G-O-R-A-S-S-I-N.
And I'm sorry, back to your meds. What pharmacy do you go to? Do you go to Walgreens, CVS? Where do you go?
No, I go, it's SUNSCRIPTE.
SunScript?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. All right. And that's all the meds, right? No more prescriptions?
Right.
Okay.
No.
All right, one second there. Okay. Dr. Dorasin, right?
Yeah.
Dorasin. Let's see. Is that doctor really close to you? Like.
Yeah.
Okay. D as in dog, O-R-A-S-S-I-N?
Yes.
And the first name was Zaldana?
Yeah, it's G-A-L-D-O-N-A.
And that's Z as in zebra, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're in Florida, right? Yeah, you're in Florida. Okay. All right, one second here. It's not Dr. Roger Zaldana. He says Dora.
Well, yeah.
What? It's not Roger Zaldana, right? Dr. Roger all Donna. That's orthopedic anyways. Never mind. I thought there was a doctor here. Let's see. Doctor. Dorzana. Dorasin. Dorasin.
Yes. D-A-L-D-O-N-A. C-O-R-A-S-S-I-N. Dr. Garzell, I think it is.
All right, we'll figure it out for you. One second here. In Opa-locka. They're in Opa-locka?
No, it's in Broward.
Broward, okay. That might help me a little bit.
Hollywood.
Dorasin. Doctor, is it a female or is it a female or a male doctor?
It's a male. It's a female.
Female.
Yeah.
Dorasin.
She do.
Is there any other doctors that you see besides Dr. Dorasin?
I see the head man. It's Gossel. Oh, I don't know that man's name. That's on the dot I see.
Okay, that's fine. I'll find it. And what's the name of like the hospital that that doctor's out of? Maybe I can just do it that way, or like the medical.
Oh Lord, it's what is that? Oh, I lost the paper. Hold on.
No problem. Take your time.
Hello? Hello?
I'm here. Yeah, it's okay. We can always update that later. That's not a problem. That's fine, because I do have your prescription set up for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. One second here. Let me just get that pulled up for you here. Make sure I'm pulling the right one. Okay, let's see here. What's this one here? Okay, so... And then I got your pharmacy that you go to as well. Okay, so it's $125. Okay, so we got everything we need now. We're just going to go ahead and get this enrolled for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, and let me just read this really quick. It's just another disclaimer. Okay, let's see here. If a specific medication isn't on the approved list, your doctor can usually switch you to a similar one that's covered. If you absolutely need that specific pill, your doctor may ask the plan for special permission called an exception. Just show your doctor your new card, and they may be able to handle that paperwork for you. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get this thing going here for you. That way we can get that set up for you, because we want you to get that grocery card as soon as possible. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so let me just make sure I got the right one clicked on here. So it's $125. See? All right, $125. OTC. Okay. All right, so here we go. Let me just get that pulled up, and then okay. And you never were able to find the name of the facility that you go to?
No, I don't go. I'm going to go to Hampton. I went there. I transferred to Hampton.
You transferred to where? Hampton.
No, yeah.
the name of the hospital that your doctor's office is at, or like.
Oh. No, it's a clinic.
It's a clinic? What's the name of the clinic?
Wait a minute. Oh, God. Oh, God. Here it is. It's ASPASTEUR.
And what city is that in?
In Miami.
Okay, I see it. One second here. Yeah, Pasteur Medical, Miami. I see it. It looks
you
like that's off of 7th Street. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay, one second. Let me just put that in here.
Is it North Miami Beach? It's 18300 Northeast 8th Avenue, 18th Avenue.
Say that address one more time. 18300, right? Northeast.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I found
it. Yeah.
Okay. One second here. All right. I'm just letting some of that information load up on my end. Let's see the address. How's our day going so far?
It's good. Not too good.
It's not too good? Why is it not too good?
Because I ain't got no grocery car.
Oh, we'll try to make that better then, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's see. And that's in Miami Beach. How's your guys' weather out there?
It's cold.
Cold? You're in Florida. It's supposed to be warm all the time.
Yeah, no, it ain't. It's cold.
Well, Well, cold for Florida, right?
Yeah. It's going to warm up pretty soon.
Yeah. I'm in California. I'm in L.A., so I'm kind of like you. If it gets below 65, it's cold for us, too, so I know how you feel.
Oh, Lord. No doubt about that.
Okay, just a couple of yes or no questions here. My first question is, are you comfortable saving your drug information with Humana, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. One second here. P-A-S-T-A-S-T-A-S-T.
It is right here.
Second. Come on, load up on me there. There we go. Okay. All right, I'm just going to review some information. If you are taking notes, if you want to take some notes, by all means, this will be the time to do it. So just a little bit about this policy. And if you want me to get a little bit more detailed, I can. I'm just going to kind of breeze through it. So if you want me to kind of, you know, be a little bit more detailed, let me know. So first thing, obviously, this is a Humana Gold Plus plan. This is a $0 monthly premium, so you're obviously not paying anything for it. You have a $0 medical deductible. Drug deductible $250, inpatient coverage $0 for hospital, $0 for outpatient hospital coverage, doctor's office and specialist both $0, inpatient health coverage $0, outpatient mental health coverage $0, all preventative care like your wellness checks, your colonoscopies, mammograms, all that good stuff, that's $0, emergency care, urgent care, both $0, all your drugs are covered as well. Let's see here. Oops, let me pull this guy up here. Did you want me to go a little bit more into the dental? If I can go over that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me pull that. Where's that guy at? Dental. I think you have a really good dental last time. Let's check in this here. Yeah, urgent care, $0. Dental. Okay, yeah. So dental, you have $0 co-pays, and then you also have a $6,000 allowance every year. So that's going to cover all your dental needs. For eyewear, for vision, you have $0 co-pay for eyewear, $0 co-pay for eye exams, vision service, and then you get a $400 maximum benefit coverage per year for contact lenses or eyeglasses or frames. You have mental health services, $0. Mental health therapy visit, $0. You got a skilled nursing facility, $0. Air and ambulance, $0. Let's see. But other than that, it's a really good policy. And then, like I said, the most important part, you get that OTC of $125. So that's for you to spend. That's $125 monthly allowance on a prepaid spending card. All plan members receive this amount to buy approved over-the-counter health and wellness products at participating retailers. Members may also use this money for eligible groceries, utilities, rent, and more if they're buying, if they have certain qualifying chronic conditions. So that gets to roll over every month as well. So that's the good stuff for you. So we're going to get that card sent out for you, okay? Anything else you want me to go over?
Yeah, that's all. How much are we getting?
$125 a month.
$125 a month.
Yeah, $125 a month, and that'll be mailed out to you shortly, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me just keep it moving here. All right, just going to confirm some basic information here. Let me get my side pulled up here. Copy, paste. Okay, so I have first name Fay, F-A-Y, last name Beal, B-E-A-L. I got Fay Beal. I have a phone number of 305-305-4172.
Uh-huh.
And that's a cell phone?
Yes.
All right. Okay. And then I have your home address as 16115 Northwest 28th Place, Opa-locka, Florida. Is there an apartment or unit number I need to put down?
No, it's a house.
Okay, okay, perfect. And your home address is the same as your mailing address, right? You don't go like to a
PO box. Right. 16115, yes.
Okay, perfect. And your preferred language, I'm going to put English. Put that there. You're next on that. Okay, and I have that already entered. Yes, yes. Okay. All right, these are just some simple yes or no questions. Will you have any other prescription drug coverage like VA or TRICARE in addition to...
No.
Okay. Are you currently a resident of a nursing home or long-term care facility?
No.
And will you have any other medical insurance other than Medicare or Medicaid when this time becomes effective?
No.
You're not a veteran, or are you a U.S. veteran?
No.
All right. Are you working, or do you have a spouse that works?
No.
Okay. All right. And have we discussed the benefits of the Humana Gold Plus plan to your satisfaction, and do you intend to enroll into the premium with the enroll for a premium of no more than $0 with the proposed effective date of February 1st, 2026? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. And then do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan? This has a contract with the federal government and is not a Medicare supplement plan. Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Then I have you as a patient at the Pasteur Medical Clinic, so I have that in here. So I'll mark yes on that. And I'm going to read this for you. This is just a disclaimer part. You don't have – this doesn't really this really doesn't affect you, but I have to read it for everybody here. Social Security must prove this deduction. You will receive a monthly bill until approval is received. The Social Security deduction may take 2 or 3 months to begin after Social Security approves the deduction. And in most cases, if Social Security accepts your request for automatic deduction, the first deduction from your Social Security check.
No, I want to ask you a question. Excuse me. Yes. My SSI?
No. That's what I'm saying. There's no cost to yours. It's $0. Sometimes people do have to. So what happens? Sometimes people have to pay like $20 out of the Social Security, $30. You don't have to pay anything. Yours is $0.
Not
touching that money. We would not touch that money. But no, yeah, we just have to read it for everybody because sometimes people just charge for it. Social Security checks will include all premiums due from your enrollment effective date up to the point withholding begins. If Social Security does not approve your request for automatic deduction, your plan will send you a paper bill for your monthly premiums. Yeah, and that doesn't affect you because there's no monthly premiums for you. All right.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put yes because you did help receive enrollment, and that's going to be from me. My name is Lawrence Morris. I'm your agent.
Right.
So let me put my side down real quick. Six. Okay. All right. This part is going to be a little bit of a read here, so just bear with me. It's just all the stuff is just compliance here. So it doesn't really affect you, but I got to read it out just for compliance. Okay. So just bear with me. And then when I'm done reading that, Ms. Beal, I'm gonna have some more. I'm gonna give you a little bit more information, some confirmation numbers on the back end. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so just sit tight. I'll get through it as fast as I can here. By completing this enrollment, I agree to the following. If I'm enrolling in Medicare Advantage Health Plan as a contract with the federal government, I must keep my both hospital parts A and B to stay in the Humana plan. I must continue to pay my Medicare Part B premium. It is not my responsibility to inform Humana of any prescription drug coverage that I have or may get in the future. I understand that if I don't have Medicare prescription drug coverage or credible prescription drug coverage as good as Medicare's, I may have to pay a late enrollment penalty if I enroll in a Medicare prescription drug coverage plan in the future. With few exceptions, only I can be in one Medicare Advantage Health Plan or Medicare prescription drug plan at a time. I understand that my enrollment in my selected plan may, in my enrollment in another Medicare Advantage Health Plan or prescription drug plan enrollment in my selected plan is generally for the entire year. I understand that when my Humana coverage begins, I must get all my medical and prescription drug and benefits from Humana. Benefits and services provided by Humana contain my evidence of coverage document known as a member contract or subscriber agreement will be covered. Neither Medicare nor Humana will pay for benefits or services that are not covered. I will abide by the rules of my evidence of coverage once I am a member of Humana. I have the right to appeal plan decisions about payments or services if I disagree. The Humana plan serves as a specific area. If I move out of that area, my selected plan serves, I need to notify Humana so I can disenroll and find a new plan in my new area. I understand that Medicare beneficiaries are generally not covered in Medicare while out of the country, except for limited coverages near U.S. borders. Once Humana has received my enrollment form, I may get verification letter to make sure that I understand how my plan works and to confirm my intent to enroll. This is not a secondary plan to Medicare Parts A and B. Humana pays instead of Medicare, and I will be responsible for the amounts that Humana doesn't cover, such as co-payments and co-insurance. Medicare Parts A and B won't pay for my health care while I'm enrolled in Humana. If you're requesting membership in a private fee-for-service plan, the following statements applies. I understand that this plan is a Medicare Advantage PFFS plan, which may have prescription drug coverage built in. Before seeing my provider, I should verify that the provider will accept a plan before each visit. My doctor or hospital isn't required to agree to accept this plan terms and conditions and thus may choose not to treat me except for emergencies. I understand that my healthcare provider have the right to choose whether to accept the PFFS plan's payments, terms, and conditions every time I see them. I understand that if my provider decides not to accept PFFS, I will need to find another provider that will. I understand that in my PFFS plans doesn't offer Medicare prescription drug coverage. I may obtain coverage from a Medicare prescription drug plan. Once I enroll, I may leave that plan or make changes only at certain times of the year if an enrollment period is available. Example is annual enrollment period from October 15th to December 7th of every year. Or I understand that special circumstances if you are requesting membership in a private fee-for-service plan, the following statement applies. Once Humana has your enrollment form, you will get a call from a plan representative. This call is to make sure that you understand how a private fee-for-service plan works and to confirm that your intent to enroll into Humana plan. If Humana isn't able to reach you by telephone, you will get a letter in the mail that contains some information. Effects on your current coverage. If you're currently enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, your current Medicare Advantage health care coverage will end once your Medicare Advantage coverage starts. If you have TRICARE, your coverage may be affected once your new Medicare coverage starts. Please contact TRICARE for more information. If you have Medigap plan, once your Medicare coverage plan starts, you may want to drop your Medigap plan policy because you'll be paying for coverage you cannot use. Your response in this form is voluntary. However, failure to respond may affect your enrollment in the plan. Privacy Act statement for the Centers of Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, collects information and Medicare plans to track beneficiary enrollment in Medicare Advantage, approved care, and for the payment of Medicare sections or Medicare benefits sections 1851 of the Social Security Act and 42 CFR 422.50 and 422.60 authorize the collection of this information. CMS may use disclose and exchange enrollment data for Medicare beneficiaries as specific in the system of records known as Medicare Advantage Prescription Drug System numbers 970-0588. If you're requesting membership in a chronic condition special needs plan, CSNP, the following statement applies. I understand that this plan is chronic condition special needs plan. My ability to enroll is based on physician verification. I have the qualifying medical conditions. I understand that I am enrolling in a Humana Advantage plan and not a Medicare supplement, Medigap, Medicare Select, or Medicaid plan. This information is of an on this enrollment is correct to the best of my knowledge. I understand that if I intentionally provide false information, I will be disenrolled in the plan. To cancel my plan, I can call the plan prior to the effective date. Additional information is provided in the plan's enrollment letter, which I'll be receiving soon. You can file a complaint if you have concerns about the quality of care or services you get from Medicare provider or about your Medicare plan. How you file a complaint depends on your complaint. It's about for help filing a complaint, visit Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE 24/7, 7 days a week, or contact your state health insurance assistance program for free personalized help. All right. Thank you for being with me on that. That was a long read, but you got through. You've been doing great.
I want to ask you a question. Okay, mm-hmm. The new plan I'm going to, this I'll be getting $285 every month. So what's that going to do?
Say that again.
This plan I'm going to now, right?
Mm-hmm.
I give you the name, right? They say I'll be getting $285.
Food
card. Food card.
Yeah, you're getting the food card. Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, they say I'll be getting $285. And plus that, too.
You're getting your food card is $125 a month for your food, rent, utilities, groceries.
Yeah, but you understand when I sign up for this, where I'm at, this sign up, this I will be getting $285 food card.
Yeah, no, this would be your new plan. It's Humana Gold Plus plan. That's why you're able to get that food card.
Oh, I'll be getting what? How much?
Yeah, $125.
Every month?
Mm-hmm.
that's cheap.
Yeah, you get that every month.
I know. That's all right. I don't want it. Cancel it.
Why do you want to cancel?
I want cancel because I get one eighty a month, and I begin $285 a month. Food card.
$285 a month? Let me see. Give me 1 second, because I can look into what you have. I'll confirm that for you, okay? Because I want to make sure. Give me 1 second. Because you have the Health Sun one, right? That's what you're talking about?
This one here, I'll give you the name. It's W-I-D-A-X. Wait, it's W-I-D-A-M-A-X Medical Center. His name was MANUELDEG.
Okay, now are you talking about, this is for your Medicare Advantage plan. That sounds like something different. Windamex Medical Center?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just a facility.
Yeah, but this is what I used to go to. I found the card.
What's the name on the, what's the card say?
Okay, it's WIDAMAX Medical
Center. Yeah, that's like a medical center. That's just a doctor's lot, like where you just go see doctors. Yeah, so that's all part of it. This is for your healthcare. This is for your Medicare Advantage plan. That's the name of a center. That's a place that you go see the doctors. Yeah, you can still go see your doctors. Yeah, that's what we said.
Yeah, but they told me farewell. The first I begin $290 a month.
$290 with what? Because that's where I want to make sure we
food thing.
No, I mean with which provider? Because you said $290. Yeah, no, I understand that, but okay, let me see here. Let me see, because we want to get this information correct here, because you're talking about a medical center, and that's just a medical center. But when
WIDAMAX, and his name is Doctor His name is Doctor Garvel. What is his name?
Dr. Garvel?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's just a doctor. The doctor doesn't have anything to do with how getting it set up for your Medicare Advantage plan.
Yeah, but at the fair, next month I was giving $290 next month, February the 1st.
Okay, so that's with the provider. Is that what you're talking about? Your provider is going to give you $290? Like there's Aetna, Humana, there's...
No, Aetna. It's Aetna. At the same, I begin $290 grocery thing.
Give me 1 second. Let me look into that, because I can see that on the database here. 1 second, because I want to make sure that's exactly what you have right now. I'll let you know exactly what you're enrolled into. All right, 1 second here. Yeah, I haven't put anything through yet, so don't worry about that. I'll let you know exactly what you got going on here. Okay. So I can pull all that up for you right now. Let's see here. Okay, I got your Medicare number. Okay, let me see what I can find here for you. Okay, so... let me see what you were enrolled in, and then let me see where we go from there. That way I have a better understanding of what we have here. So you are in right now, what you currently are enrolled in is an Aetna plan.
Yeah,
but that ends. So you had an Aetna plan, and I can break down exactly what you had in that Aetna plan. And it looks like you started.
Yeah. And they said February the 1st.
Yeah, but that Aetna plan. I can tell you exactly what you have in that Aetna plan. I have the whole brochure right here in front of me. 1 second here. Because that Aetna plan, was what you had at the beginning of January. It looks like, yeah, the Aetna plan is only, I'm looking at the Aetna plan. It says $30 quarterly monthly benefit.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And then they say I'll be getting February the 1st.
Okay, so February 1st. Hold on, let me see that. So February the 1st, the plan that we were looking at, I mean, the plan that we have here is with Health Sun Health Plans. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes, that's what I'm putting the chain, but I was staying with this right here. This Aetna, so I was getting $290.
No, you're not getting $290 with Aetna. You're not going to be on Aetna. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now because Aetna, you have a OTC card or a grocery card, and that's only $30 a quarter.
But she told me February the 1st I begin $290.
When did you talk to someone about $290?
Yeah, because it was a good while. It was last week, and she said I begin $290.
Okay, so
that's
what
I'm
all right.
Seeing...
I don't want it. Don't put it in. I'm not going to put anything through. I just want you so you have the correct information because I do have the whole database that I can see. So I'm looking at that for you right now. You have Aetna that expires at the end of this month, and then starting next month, it looks like you got put into a health. It's called Health Sun MediSun plan. That's what you're currently going to be in starting next month. You won't be in Aetna. You will not be in Aetna. Aetna doesn't have $290 OTC card. The plan that I'm looking at gives you that $125 back. The plan that the Aetna plan you're talking about is going to be gone, and that doesn't have $290.
So how much are we getting Aetna?
Aetna is going to expire, and you would only get a $30 quarterly card. So you only get that every quarter.
Uh-huh.
So $30 every 3 months is what you would get with your Aetna plan.
Uh-huh.
This plan, that's why I said this plan, that's the only reason why I can only put you in something that's going to give you better benefits. I can't put you in something that's going to give you less benefits. That's why I was able to put you in this plan, because it's going to give you the most money back.
$120, $100-something, that's it.
Well, I would love to give you $1,000 a month if I could, but it's not my money to give out. But I'm telling you because I can see all the different options that are available. This is a national network. That's why I'm able to find all the information. Because you had an Aetna plan that ended, that looks like you started at the beginning of the year, but it ends next month. And then you have this health plan, I'm sorry, this health fund one that's getting ready to start in February. And I don't see any OTC or grocery cards in that. And the Aetna plan that you were on was only giving you $30.
Oh, you gonna tell me? Wait, you gonna tell me? Aetna gonna give me that? How much Aetna gonna give me?
I don't see them giving you anything. I'm looking through their whole brochure right now. That's what I'm looking at right now.
No, that's
why
for the next month. They told me next month I'm getting $285.
Okay, I'm looking through the whole thing right now. Let me look through it one more time. I want to make sure I checked all the things here, but. Yeah, it says $0 give back. Let me go down to see if they have 1 second. I want to make sure I'm getting the correct information. Let's see here. So $0 give back. So give back where they just put extra money on your thing. So that would be one way to get money back. Let me see here. Yeah, I don't even see any OTC on this card.
So if I imagine, she told me February the 1st, I'd be getting everything.
Like I said, it wouldn't even let me enroll it unless, you know, I could put you in a better situation. But
That's all right. You ain't got to put me in nothing, baby. You tried. Thank you.
Well, yeah, but you're not going to be.
You're not going to get any money back.
Oh, okay. No, it's your decision.
Okay.
But, you know, I just want you to be aware you're not going to get any money back. That's my only thing I'm concerned about for you. I want you to be able to get some money back in your pocket.
$100-some dollars a month?
Yeah, but you're not getting any money back. it's either 125 or nothing. Like that, you're not going to get any money back with this new plan. Even with the Aetna plan that you had, was only $30 every 3 months.
Oh, this is
the most amount of money. Yeah, this is the most amount of money that I could find for you. If there was more money, I would definitely put you in that. This is the most money I can. I have. If it was Aetna, I would put you back in Aetna. This is the most possible money that's available for you.
Well, I'll call you back and see what's going on.
Okay, well, I'll do this. I'll let you call me back. What I'll do, I'll just do my research and I'll give you a call back in about an hour, and I'll see, and I'll be able to pull up everything through, and I can go through your whole history of things. That way we can see, because I don't want you losing money. And trust me, Ms. Steele, I understand, you know, you want more money. If there's more money to give you, I would have found it for you. I would have seen that plan. I didn't see that plan available because I sell all these coverages. We work with all these carriers. So yeah, I don't see where you get $290 back a month.
Okay.
Okay, but yeah, you look into it. I'll look into it on my end. I'm gonna reach back out to you. Let me give you my phone number just so you have my direct number, okay? That way, if you have questions, because we're pretty much done. All you have to do is enroll it. But you know, I want to make sure it's your decision.
Let me get myself. Yeah, what's your number?
My number is 561.
561.
960.
960.
0571.
05 what?
61,
right? 71. Okay. You say 561. 960. 0571?
Correct.
Okay, I'll call you.
Okay. I'll look into it. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.